Hello, fellow humans, and welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I got Tim and Justin with me again.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And of course, I'm Tim as well. And this week, y'all, we are getting into the werewolf.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yep,
dude, for sure. Werewolves seem almost cheesy sometimes now because of modern movies and shit, you know, have made them kind of cheesy and kind of run of the mill.
Well,
like
see,
a
I
vampire or a zombie now. You know, where it's like really fucking
zombies
difficult.
Got overplayed, man.
Dude, it's difficult to make them cool again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
see,
don't
Tim,
know, man.
I got one question for you.
Huh.
All right. Were you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Which one was the cute one? Exactly.
Edward.
They both were.
Yeah. That was a trick question.
I like to sit on a fence with that one. I just like them both so much.
Come on, man. Like, I tend to disagree, though. The new werewolves are, I think they're badass, man. Like, especially like the underworld werewolves, dude. They're sick. Like, Rise of the Lycans is my favorite, hands down, because of the werewolves. Because they're so badass.
Yeah. No, yeah. Big fan of shitty movies, yeah.
I will say, though, they did do a good job, like, with the transformation. They look pretty cool.
Yeah, so, like, the one with Benicio Del Toro. I don't know if y'all have seen. Yeah, dude.
No,
that transformation was awesome, dude. Like, it was really, really well done.
Like, yeah, because really well, like, that was going back to the real old school Hammer films.
Yeah, like, Werewolf in London. Cheney. American Werewolf in London. I was thinking of the song Werewolves of London. That's what I was thinking of. It's pretty close. It's pretty close. Yeah. All right. I mean, so like much like the Legends of Dracula, Frankenstein, or the Mummy, of course, like the least intimidating monster there is.
Big
basically
freak.
Anyone from the fucking Monster Squad movies, you know what I mean? They're a staple, just like the werewolf, of supernatural fiction, right? Throughout all time. And probably
for sure, dude.
Will continue to do so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think. You know what I mean? Because everybody knows them. You're familiar with them. Yeah, you know I mean, they're almost, like I said, not even scary anymore. They're more just, you know.
That's because, you mean,
creatures to put in.
Like Dracula,
something.
A lot of times, especially do like they try to romanticize them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they make the wolf more primal and uncontrollable.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be the go-to, though. Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't really seen anything that's blown me away, like, new to those things. You know what I mean? But it's kind of hard to do that when they've been around for fucking 5,000 years or however long. Yeah, it's kind of hard to make
something
fresh.
You're not going to come up with a new idea. You just have to make the story.
Well, they did it with the Bible and the Action Bible. Like, that was pretty dope. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never saw that? Yeah. No. Dude, it was like a comic book, but...
They never seen the
Bible. You know full well
never
I don't read
comics.
Bible.
Yeah, you can get it from Ollie's.
I would like to, though.
I mean, whether it be in books, short stories, television, movies, whatever. I mean, the werewolf, in essence, is a terrifying creature, and it's supposed to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Supposed to be friendly. It's not supposed to play fucking basketball on your high school team.
Yeah.
Or chase a mediocre looking girl around.
You're not playing catch. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like,
you know, like they're supposed to be terrifying
vicious
creatures. Yeah. Brutal, bloodthirsty, you know? So, you know, like what is a werewolf in case you've never had a TV or a friend or anybody?
Or
anything
or,
to tell you about what a fucking werewolf is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a wolf that can transform it, or a man that transforms into a wolf. And, you know, it can shapeshift back and forth. And, of course, that's always when there's a full moon. Right? They can't just do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple legends where, like, certain people were able to do it.
Yeah,
man.
Like throughout the year,
sure.
Kinda. Yeah, exactly. But
yeah, but I mean, for the most part,
as a rule, it was always the full moon.
Right.
Let me ask you this: would you transform him back and forth? Do you become your own man's best friend?
Yeah.
Are you like your own best friend?
I'd say you'd be real mad when you wake up, you know, next morning, someone's, you know, you piss all over your rug.
It'd be real hard
rubbing your own nose in it.
Yeah, it'd be real hard to lose yourself in a divorce. You know what I mean? So, like, typically, one is transformed into a wolf or werewolf, often by a bite. You know, which is your run of the mill kind of story. They bite you or they scratch you, and then you're cursed to live out, you know, your days transforming into this creature until your day you die. Because I don't think werewolves are like vampires where they live forever. You know, they
they just have like a normal lifespan.
Yeah.
Well, see, yeah, so I think that's what the difference is now with the modern vampire, with the modern werewolves, is that, like, you know, in the underworlds and those movies, they are immortal.
I mean,
it's good for the story.
Sure. So you can have the same.
Yeah, you can bring the same characters back.
Yeah, no matter what time period you're wanting to do it.
Yeah.
In the terms of like the folklore, they were always just a regular old lifespan.
Let me cue you in on something, man.
You know, they never lived to old age.
When a movie is good, right? When a movie's good, you know the franchise is going to shit when they have to set it in a different time period. Every movie that ever does that sucks.
Yeah. Well, one.
You set it off now.
Yep. Like the Underworld franchise, for instance.
But no, I'm talking about the third movie was brilliant. Evil Dead.
One? It wasn't better than Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, but it was hilarious.
It still wasn't as good as Evil Dead 2, no matter what anybody says.
Yeah, no, you're right. It ain't.
It wasn't. But I mean, even the show, classic. You know, was okay. Yeah, I guess I need to go back in time. Well, there you go. And then you also got Back to the Future. Not back in time. So
it's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the werewolves, though, there is actually like a modern term that I've actually heard quite a bit. You know what I mean? Before, for like if you have the disease of being a werewolf, or if you do shit like associated with being a werewolf, and that's called lycanthropy. So it's like that root word lichen, which is synonymous with werewolf.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and then they throw the roppy at the end of it to make it sound medical.
Yeah. It's a cool name.
Yeah, it is.
It's really a cool sounding name. It's actually like an actual medical condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, where people, like somebody who has this actually thinks they're like a werewolf. Either werewolf or a wolf. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking insane. Like you're an insane person.
Yeah.
There are several ways of becoming a werewolf besides the normal ways, right? That everyone's aware of, getting bit, getting scratched. You know, everybody knows that.
The scratch thing, I don't know. Sometimes that one don't make sense to me. Like the saliva swap, like I get.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything is more or less like.
I digress.
Kind of like the transferring of the DNA.
Yeah, I guess.
So, like, yeah.
So, like, there are other options if you're into that sort of thing, right? Eating wolf brains.
Delicious, by the way.
Drinking water out of a wolf print like a fucking hippie.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, I don't get that one. That one's hilarious.
And then, of course, hereditary means, right? It's like a trait that travels through a family via a curse that's been put on them from forever ago, you know, man, by a witch or something like that. And then there's probably the most extravagant way of doing that is making a deal with the devil to become a werewolf.
Here we go. The devil made me do it.
If I could ask him for anything, I don't know if he's like, can I turn into a fucking wolf?
Yeah. Of all things. I don't want to be king. I don't want to be emperor.
I don't want to be rich or famous.
Yeah, I just want to be a wolf.
Mm-hmm. He'd be huge in the furry community.
Yeah.
So, like, much like the belief in the witches, you know what I mean, to speak of them, belief in werewolves, you know what I mean, like, solid
the belief. Modern
I'll say like solid belief to where they're like a recurring creature in stories and legends and all that.
Yeah, because there's been creatures throughout history,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's almost the same thing, but it was never actually called a werewolf,
right?
Like all these other cultures had a different name for it.
Yep.
But the actual term werewolf, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't start around the Middle Ages into like modern period. You know, that's when the term vampire, the synonymous fate, you know, wolf man size thing. You know what I mean? Like that was when all that became commonplace.
Yeah. Well, I heard that, you know, the werewolf lore even goes back as far as Gilgamesh. And that's pretty far.
I mean, that's literally anytime you mention that dude's name.
Yeah, that's just like
holy shit.
It just screams antiquity. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
Gilgamesh is down at the bodega, a couple of blocks away. I just got gas for you.
They say it was written between 1300 and 1000 BC, man. And it tells of an unlucky shepherd who was turned into a wolf. So.
Careful what you wish for, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What worse fucking thing could you be, you know, I mean, get turned into if you're a shepherd?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, no, it's the one thing you're always
fighting off, dude.
Yeah, just turn me into a
wolf. It's like your main concern with being a shepherd is these fucking wolves coming.
Like, not only do you turn into a wolf, but you also turn into being poor.
Yeah.
It's just ate all your stock.
Slaughtering everything. Now, see, actually, the Greeks had a pretty cool myth regarding the werewolf or a version of him. It was this Greek geographer named Pausanias.
Yep.
Told a story of King Lycanon of Arcadia, right? Who is he got transformed into a wolf by sacrificing a child on Zeus's altar.
That's not cool.
Every time somebody fucks with Zeus, it always ends badly for him. Actually, if you get involved with Zeus at all, either Zeus is going to fuck you up or Hera is going to fuck you up.
Like, Zeus is a dick, man. Like, he's a fucking prick.
Yeah. I think the first time I played Street Fighter was in Arcadia.
I don't know.
You can see yourself out now. Just go ahead and hit that little power button. On your computer
It was fun while it lasted, boys.
We'll hold it down.
Yeah.
Find a third. Maybe another motherfucker not named Tim.
Yeah.
But actually, there's another version of the story, which I like. I like this one a little better. It was relayed by Ovid of, in his Metamorphoses.
Yeah.
Was that during a visit by Zeus, when he was disguised as a common man, Lycanon kills a Molossian prisoner and serves a man's entrails to Zeus, like to prove that he was actually a god.
He was making like a sacrifice to him.
No, this was like, I don't believe that you're actually Zeus. So
here's some guts.
Yeah, so I'm gonna here's gut some this guts. Guy in front of you.
He's going to serve this man's entrails, you know, and see like Zeus
force
notices.
Him to eat it or something. Yeah.
Well, obviously, Zeus absolutely disgusted by this. Knew immediately that what Lycanon was doing. So he curses him to be a wolf, and he transforms him into a wolf.
Okay. Maybe that's where the name comes from.
Lycanon. Yeah, I think that's actually
like the origination of the Lycan name.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Mm.
Well, there was actually a catch to this, which was that whoever was transformed into a wolf, if you were able to not eat human flesh for 9 years,
you were able to.
Yeah. I mean, how
long? 39 without doing it. So I guess. 9's not too bad.
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah, but I think wolves might have been a bigger problem back then.
I don't think I've ever seen a wolf in my life.
But if you were able to do it, you could regain your body.
Oh, like turn back into a human?
Yeah, you had to lose 9 years of your life to do it.
So just 9 years of eating just straight, you know,
animals.
Prey.
Regular animals.
As long as you don't cannibalize.
Of course, goes without saying that if you do indulge in eating humans, well, you stay a wolf.
So it seems like Zeus was doing this a lot to people.
This was actually
if there's like a rule behind it. You know what I mean?
It's actually not like Lycanon. He might have been the first to catch this curse, but he wasn't the only one.
Ah,
he did this to more than a couple people.
Okay, so it was like his go-to.
Yeah, I wouldn't say his go-to, but definitely like a. All right, you want to be an asshole? Here you go. Boom.
Yeah, one of his faves.
Now you're a killing machine. Stay like that.
It's like, he definitely wasn't the only one that happened to catch that wrong right. the deal there.
Ah, okay.
But in actually, dude, another one of these guys was in 425 BC. This dude Herodotus gave this description of the Nuri, which I think I'm pronouncing yeah. properly.
Yeah,
they were actually a nomadic tribe that he thought to be magical, and would and contained the ability to transform into wolves for a number of days throughout the year.
Yeah, I think so, I think a lot of shit going down in 425 BC, people were thinking it was magic.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a whole level of pantheons going on. And, but yeah, I think he believed that they were able to transform at will during certain parts of the year.
Okay.
And these guys, they actually came from Scythia, which is now, you know, it's part of modern day Russia.
Of course.
Oh, lucky them.
Yeah. Yeah. So what it probably ended up happening was he saw these guys, they were using wolf skins to stay warm.
Right.
And Herodotus just mistakenly saw them as like werewolves, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Thought they could transform, but really they, you know, maybe they just had the wolf head on, you know, like the wolf head and then the cape.
Yeah, kind of like the
like the Hercules Nordic. Did it too, didn't he? When he had like the
he had the Nemean lion. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the whole Nordic Vikings, man, you know, like with the berserkers, they do the same thing where they wear the wolf pelts with the head.
Right.
And then, of course, but then again, they were taking mushrooms.
Yeah, just tripping and, balls in their
yeah, battle. They were just tripping balls and going into battle like fucking madmen.
Eating their fucking shields.
Like, I'm a wolf.
Swinging.
I'm a wolf.
Well, actually, dude, speaking of the Vikings, I know there's a couple, there's at least one good tale of werewolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nordic culture?
I believe so. They always have like cool stories, man.
Well, no, yeah. In early Nordic folklore, I mean, the werewolf was a prominent figure. I mean, plus you got to think, man, of Fenrir, you know what I mean? Like their whole Ragnarok thing was based around a wolf.
Chasing the moon and the sun,
yeah,
right?
And then
when it caught, or that there was two of them.
No, yeah, there was two wolves. Yeah. Fenrir was the one who would kill Odin.
Fenrir and what? Sleipnir, I believe. But there's in the saga, I don't know, there's Volsung, I guess it was how you would say it. There's a tale of a father and his son that discovered some wolf pelts that were imbued with the power to transform people into a wolf for 10 days. So there we go with the wolf pelts again.
It seems so to be like, a common thing because it's like they're wearing them in Russia, which I mean, it's fucking cold as shit in Russia, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
They're wearing whatever they can.
And now we're in with the Greeks.
Well, see, this isn't even like this particular part with the wolf pelt kind of thing that shows up. Yeah, you know, the Greeks, the Vikings of Middle Ages, I think they just thought if you were wearing the pelt of that animal,
you turned into that animal. You know what that kind of reminds me of, though? Like Skinwalker, a little bit.
Is that how they transform?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, like, they transform into shit like wolves and stuff. So it's kind of similar.
I don't know how they actually transform.
I don't know.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think there was lore of like where they did take on wolf form.
Yeah.
At one point or another, Skinwalkers. Yep. But I mean, you know, and here's another thing, you know, like with the whole, it was imbued with the power to transform people for 10 days.
Right.
Like what's with the whole, yeah, you could be a fucking wolf, but only for a week, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, not even just that. It's you're forced to be one for 10 straight days. Yeah. Like, dude, I got shit to do.
Are those business days?
that's a long.
What if it's on a holiday? What if it's Christmas?
But
do I get 12 days? Get away from my wife. Can I wear it for 10 days, take it off and put it right back on?
Yeah.
This is like a two-for-one kind of deal.
Disappeared for a whole month, yeah.
Prospect of becoming a wolf. The father and son donned the wolf pelts and then proceeded to go on a killing spree in the forest.
Better than the town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure their bloodlust kicked in at that point. You know what I mean?
Better than going
downtown.
Well, for these guys, the town would have been...
Killing regular folk.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, still, bro. Even back then,
fucking Vikings.
You know,
yeah.
Even back then, like you're living in these fucking straw houses. Like, for a wolf, man, I would think so, pretty yeah, much easy he pickings,
should be able,
man.
He should be able to blow those down, no problem.
Yeah. I was about to say something about that.
He's you got a brick house, he's fucked. But you know, if it's made out of sticks or straw, you're in trouble.
Fucking, yeah, boring. Yeah.
But the whole event ended, however, when the father attacked his own kid and mortally wounded him. So,
well,
you know.
I mean, this is like trailer trash werewolves right now. is what you're saying.
Like, I mean, yeah. Dogs attack each other all the time.
Yeah.
Just even like dogs that have lived together their whole lives. I don't know. Yeah, like,
I mean, hell, mine fight like half every other week.
Yeah. So it's not that uncommon.
Go out there and.
But I imagine, like, if they transformed based off their current size, then the father one would have been way huger.
Way bigger. Yeah, he would have definitely been, like, the alpha, for sure. You know what I mean? I mean, between the two.
Yeah.
But, believe it or not, the son survived due to a magical raven giving the father a leaf that had healing powers and saved the boy's life.
So that would almost be... Well, I mean, that almost sounds like Odin himself.
I was about to say Odin.
Yeah, with the two ravens.
Yeah, he's big into the avian shit, man. I mean, like.
I mean, yeah, they're his eyes.
Is that what they were?
Yeah, they're his eyes because he gave up his eye in the tree of knowledge.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the one.
They're like his spies. Almost.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, I didn't know everything that was going on.
Okay. Because I just, you know, Anthony Hopkins. That's all I got. Like, you know what I mean? When it comes to the Nordic shit, it's whatever I see in Marvel movies.
Fucking Marvel.
You know? Yo, even if you ever watch the show Vikings, man, you see, you know, when they show Odin, what do they show? They show two black ravens.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it because it's from Nordic culture. But
I mean, you got to keep it.
Well, you got to keep it.
Regional, I guess, you know, and in tune with whatever else is happening.
Yeah. At the time. Yeah. I mean, for sure. But dig this story, man. There's another dude, Peter Stubb, was a wealthy 15th century farmer in the city of Bedburg, Germany.
That doesn't sound like a German name.
No, it don't.
I was about to say,
Stubb.
It's not super harsh and like
angry sounding.
Yeah.
Or is it like Stubb? Peter Stubb.
Yeah.
Peter Stubb.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Just like fucking screams it right in your face.
Stubb. Yo, but this dude's story is probably the most notorious werewolf tale of them all. And truth be told, man.
I have heard of this.
Yeah,
I've
have
never
too,
heard
actually.
Of this story. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I've heard of this one before.
But according to folklore, local folklore, Stubb turned into a wolf-like creature during the night and then killed and devoured many citizens of Bedburg. He was eventually accused of the gruesome killings after he was cornered by hunters that claimed they saw him shapeshift into a wolf, from a wolf to a human.
Never trust a hunter.
Yeah, I mean.
Never trust a German hunter.
It's just funny, man. You know, back then, how people have, you know, I saw her ride a broom. I saw him turn into a wolf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, dude, that just goes back to the whole somebody wanted his land. He's a werewolf.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, same thing with the witchcraft accusations or, you know.
Yeah. Somebody wanted
this isn't that far off. This isn't that far off.
This is right around the same time.
And if you remember our witch hunting episode, Germany was fucking bad.
Yeah, you're
about this
you're,
kind
yeah,
of
all
stuff.
Of it,
no, I mean, you talk about the witch hunt. I mean, the witch hunters would go in. We've already said this, but
yeah.
I mean, they go to a town and there wouldn't be a single woman left.
Yeah, no, they clear them out, man.
Everybody.
Yeah, those witch finder generals, man. I mean, Europe burned hundreds of thousands. Yeah. And the hilarious part is, you know, especially over here, the only ones you really hear about is the ones in Salem.
That's really all, really, because we didn't kill anywhere near the same amount,
soil.
I don't think, man.
Yeah. I mean
there was other witch trials. In America,
yeah, that's
it's just
true.
That
that's true.
They weren't to the extent
of
Salem.
It wasn't
rampant. One or two people got caught. But Salem just fell into panic.
I mean, it's like the modern day paranoia. Like satanic panic in the 80s.
Absolutely, 100%.
You know what I mean? Where it's like everybody was terrified of satanic cults that never existed.
Let me tell you, man. I was a metalhead growing up wearing Number of the Beast shirts and Black Sabbath shirts with crosses on fire. I grew up in that 80s Satanic Panic, man, and it was fucking hilarious. Because, yo, they was for real, bro.
Yeah.
My mom one time really asked me if I was ever going to sacrifice somebody to the devil. She asked me that to my face. I was like, you know, it's just music, right? Like, I mean, yeah, I'm reading.
Well, I wasn't planning to, but you're looking pretty sacrificeable right now.
Yeah, it's hysteria. Walk
down into the basement real quick. I promise you, there's not an altar or anything. I just need to help moving boxes.
Yeah, you know.
Due to your smaller than me stature, I feel like.
Seems like you're only 4 foot. You're a
perfect
10.
Candidate for this.
Yeah. I mean, but it's the same kind of hysteria.
Bruce Dickinson commands it. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it would fucking kill me, man, when people used to think that shit, bro. I'm like, you know, it's just music, right? Like, it's Cecily.
Well, wasn't Nancy Reagan a big part of that? Or is that in my head?
No, it was Tipper Gore.
Tipper Gore, that's what it was.
Yeah,
I knew it was one of them ladies.
She was head of the PMRC.
What is that?
The Parents Music Resource Center, I believe.
Oh, great.
And they're the ones who put the NC-17 or whatever the fuck it is.
The parental advisory.
Yeah, the parental advisory. Yeah, she's
see that, but on ironic t-shirts anymore.
Yeah. I mean, back then, bro, I'm telling you, it was a big deal. Like, you had to be 18 to buy that shit, man. It was hilarious.
Yeah. I think that happened to me when I was like 17. I was trying to buy like a Killswitch Engage album from like Walmart. They're like, well,
I remember.
They're from Massachusetts, so you got to be at least 18.
Yeah. it's fucking music.
I remember having to do the same thing.
Yeah, it's just music, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yo, but this dude Stubb, bro. See, oh man, this is what I love about these fucking dark ages, man. They got him to confess. And how do you think they got him to confess?
Tickling.
They gave him sweets.
It's either really bad or really fun.
Honey, dust, and feathers, man.
Yeah. I mean, you tickle somebody enough, dude, they're going to tell you what you want to know. They're not going to be able to take it no more.
They promised them everything.
Yeah. I mean, back then, dude, like, I mean, you know, yeah, he confessed under torture, dude. Like, did what they did to this guy. They pulled his skin off with hot pincers.
So we're starting off with foreplay. Got it. I'm liking
they
it.
Fucking
liking
broke
it.
Both his legs, broke both his arms, and took his head off.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then burned his corpse.
Well, you can't be
too
careful.
A little bit of overkill.
You can't be too careful.
Yeah, but you know, you know they took his head and like put it on a pike.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
You know, they loved doing that back then.
They did that shit back then.
Well, what else are you going to do with it?
Yeah, I mean, but they also killed his daughter
and
his mistress.
Make it talk like a Muppet?
Yeah.
Like, they burnt them at the
stake. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, I'm Peter.
Pop the eyes out and put a candle in it.
I'm a werewolf.
See, that's the thing, too, back then. Like, a lot of these stories that, like, how are these dudes, they always have a wife, a girlfriend, a mistress,
yeah,
a side chick.
Yeah. There was less humans.
Dude,
it wasn't that
the
fucking
Inquisition
many people
was
around,
burning
bro.
All
yeah.
the women.
Yeah. I would not know
it was
fucking
lack of
the options. Only other, the third chick in the village.
Yeah.
Like, well, the Inquisitions were running around burning all the women up. There couldn't have been that much in that village left over to have four.
You know how good Freddie Mercury would have done it?
He would have been killing it.
Oh my god. Dude, I mean, like, that was the way though, like, just cut him horribly and do like just terrible shit to him.
Yeah, bro. I mean,
then he'll tell the truth. It's like, dude, I'll tell you the truth right now.
Dude, what
are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't do nothing.
Look at this shit.
I'm well aware of what you're probably gonna do to me.
Yeah. Like, listen to the shit they made him fucking confess to though. Consuming, killing, savagely killing men, women, and children, and then consuming their remains.
Right.
And, you know,
so there was
course,
no evidence.
Yeah, there's no, of course not, there's no evidence. Right. Then he also claimed that he owned an enchanted belt that gave him the power to transform to a wolf at his command. But, surprisingly, the belt was never found. So.
Like, you know what I keep thinking about when I think about like the magic belt was like from Aqua Teen Hunger Force where he has like the foreigner belt.
Foreigner belt.
Yeah. I think it's cold as ice.
head games. His head gets big.
It turns into Connect Four. Yeah,
that's right.
Dude, the only thing I remember from that show is when that giant robot bunny.
Oh yeah,
making the neighbor do exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like Jack, but he's like, I'm in so much pain.
Yeah, kill me. Can't keep doing it anymore.
That's the only thing
I miss that show. Man. I miss that show. I miss when those shows were big.
Yeah, because they were hilarious.
Yeah.
Once you get into 14, 15, you know, then they're not as funny.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like Rick and Morty in a way. You know, it's kind of like ran its course for me. Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
I dug it.
All right.
I was never a big fan of it, honestly.
And I'll watch the next season if they do make one.
Put some fucking werewolves in it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Jump the shark. Do it.
Jump the shark.
Put some fucking werewolves in it.
Crossover.
You got to get the millennial somehow.
Yeah.
It's either werewolves
or sparkly,
vampires of a questionable. Sparkly,
shiny
like,
vampire.
No, that would require like a safe place in the. Every few minutes, there's a blank screen that says, how are you doing? Are you, you know, are you okay? How's your mental state?
You're in you're in a safe place.
Yes.
Nobody gets
you're loved. You are loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're loved. Nobody can.
Dude, so like speaking of safe places, right? There's no safer place I could think about than being stuck in a room with a werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at this point,
that's a bad fucking day, man.
I'm good with dogs.
If you're ever in that situation, right?
Where's Caesar, yo?
Yeah.
You might be asking yourself, how do I kill one? How do I kill a werewolf?
I will be asking myself that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I ever come across that, that's the first question. Well, first of all, it's probably going to be, what the hell? Werewolves are real.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
Dude, think about it. Think about it, though.
This is the last time I walk into a random room.
Think about it, though, man. If you ever seen a fucking werewolf,
The Price is Right is fucking insane.
It got intense. This shit got intense, bro.
Real quick. I mean, your mind would freeze, bro. I mean, like,
yeah, absolutely.
You're like, am I seeing what I'm seeing right now,
dude? If I was in a room with a normal wolf,
yeah,
you ain't fucking really worried.
Yeah.
Not to mention like a 7-foot one.
Like, walking on his hind legs.
Yeah.
With opposable thumbs and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
They do have opposable thumbs.
Yeah. Like he could literally pick up a club and beat you to death.
Yeah.
There's just many different ways he could kill you. He doesn't even have to.
Like he's over there fucking with like a Rubik's Cube.
As soon as I'm done. It's on.
You got those thumbs, I see.
Yeah.
You're lucky these damn claws are.
That's really fucking
throwing
scary.
Me back a move. Well, luckily for you, there is actually multiple different ways you can achieve the goal of killing this thing and living to see tomorrow.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the most famous one, which is just shooting it in the heart with a silver bullet.
Silver bullet. Yeah.
Silver knife or a silver tipped arrow.
Yeah.
One of the a little bit more the difficult way, if you're real good with the knife and quick, is to remove the pelt or coat of the creature.
Okay.
Essentially skin it.
All right. Just knock it off. Now, maybe it's me. But wouldn't skinning anything kill it?
I would think so.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Now, unless, of course, they're talking about, like, what are the magic pelts we talked about earlier.
Mm.
But
I mean, what are you gonna do?
Coat. Yeah, you know, you call a dog's fur a coat. Right. You know, how fucking fast do you have to be and tenacious to fucking skin a werewolf?
Yeah. Tenacity is definitely part of it.
Yeah, I mean... I'm sure you're not just sitting there letting you do it. You gotta be like, don't move, you bastard.
No, like you're dipped, you know, the 5D's dodgeballing over there. Dip, dive.
That's like fucking ninja skill.
It's like a scene from Predator.
Yeah.
Where skin hanging upside down. Oh my god.
Like, dude, insane.
It seems to be the most obvious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you killed it.
Yeah.
You'd be safe.
Well, wouldn't it be safer to try to take his head, though? You know what I mean? I'm like,
I can think of a lot of other ways that would be a lot better.
I mean, than honestly, like, this is the way I would go. I love a challenge. All right.
Yeah. Dude, Jesus Christ.
You know what else I do? I hunt alligators with spoons. Right?
Yeah.
Everything. Pop their eyes out.
Yeah.
Wait until they're done running into stuff.
Them in the throat till I get through the skin. Yeah. But another way, dude, you could kill these things. These next, like, two ways I just heard about when I did the research.
Mm.
You can hit this thing in the head 3 times with a knife.
That's so stupid.
That just seems like it pisses it off, bro. Like, for real. Like
a fucking soft spot like on a baby's head.
Yeah, like on a baby. Like, fucker. Just
fucking thump him.
Oh, my God. It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
So, like, come here, motherfucker.
You gave him
I guess maybe you should, like, tape it to the end of, like, a newspaper.
Bad werewolf. Like,
no. No.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's so stupid.
Dude, you could somehow make 3 drops of blood drip from the creature, which any one of these ways is dripping 3 drops of blood.
Exactly.
I mean, if I'm skinning this motherfucker alive, he's bleeding.
Yeah.
But is it 3 drops precisely?
If it's 4.
What happens at 4 drops, then you're fucked.
Then he becomes a super werewolf.
He becomes more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Becomes one with the force, everything, man. I mean, he's unstoppable at that point.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Which, you know, I mean, that somehow kills it. I don't get that last one.
Because it's made up.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't make any sense.
That's old-timey stuff right there.
It's completely made up.
Sure. But, you know, also, like many other monsters, man, you know, they're similar to, you know, the werewolf or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Whatever religion or culture you come from. It has a number of weaknesses.
Right.
And of course, some of these are cultural as well.
Sure.
So, one of the weaknesses of these is actually a version to Wolfsbane.
Huh.
Which I have heard of.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You ever watch like Ginger Snaps? I think that's the name of it.
I've only seen Ginger Snaps back. I haven't caught up.
She's a werewolf, and she takes like injections of Wolfsbane to keep it at bay.
Oh, okay.
So, and, like, kind of what Blade does to not be a full vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Another one though is hitting it with an object made of iron is like a super weakness for these things.
Now that I can get on board with, because
you're bludgeoning it.
Yeah.
You hit me with anything of iron. Yeah, I'm going down too, man.
Yeah.
Like, but a lot of you like
hit something enough with a chunk of iron.
It's going down. Yeah.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's going down.
You hit him enough times.
I bet you he bleeds 3 times.
That just seems like a dumb moment. You know, he's so like, stupid. Well, yeah.
Well, you can't bite me if I knock your teeth out with this bat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but like iron though is used on a lot of different like creatures, and it's like their weakness for some strange reason. All over the place, dude. Like ghosts and shit.
So I was
gonna
say, same thing with like ghosts and shit.
If you hit them with iron, you know what I mean, they'll dissipate or whatever. And now werewolves, which I didn't know. I didn't know that was one of them.
Nah, me either.
No, that's what I say. Like when I was looking into these, some of this stuff you just figure the same stuff every time. You know, silver's the way to kill it.
Because the other stuff's more appealing. You know what I mean? Like it's more dramatic to shoot it in the heart with a
silver
made out of something silver. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's more like
slice
cinematically
it up with
pleasing.
A,
it's more
a blade,
literarily pleasing.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing to the death with the
like, well,
knife.
Like it's like a super climactic book, and then it's like, well, he hit him with a pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. An iron pipe until he stopped moving.
He hit him 3 times in his soft spot.
Yeah. It's like a murder weapon from Clue.
I'm about to say, dude, it's General Custard with the iron pipe in the library. Beat the werewolf.
Did you say General Custard?
I did say General.
It's
Custer,
Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard.
He's a different. He's a different rank.
That's hilarious.
Dude, what was that? Captain Ketchup.
Major Brigadier, Mayo.
Brigadier Barbecue Sauce.
General Corporal Mustard.
My life, dude.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I can't even pronounce that fucking word.
Tell me more about Wolfsbane, you son of a bitch.
Well, actually, dude. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Wolfsbane, though, man, was actually pretty interesting legend behind it. I didn't know that. I just thought they called it Wolfsbane for one reason or another.
I just thought it was a plant.
Yeah.
But supposedly, anyways, it originated from these weeds that got watered by the drool of Cerberus.
While just he was like being a three-headed dog.
Three-headed dog.
From, yeah. Hell, that right? Guards hate. Yeah, that guards the underworld. Well, you know, while he was being forced out of essentially hell by the almighty Hercules.
There was nothing he couldn't do.
Yeah, Hercules was just a badass all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, killed his family and everything. Great, he was a great guy.
You should see him dance. Yeah. It's enchanting.
If you forget about the family killing.
Yeah, don't worry about. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Dude, his square dancing is phenomenal.
I refuse to believe that The Rock would play a character like that. That would kill his own family.
Yeah. It's not Disney friendly, man.
No. But unlike a lot of other creatures, man, we've already talked about on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though this thing is, it's undoubtedly like an evil creature.
For sure.
But religious artifacts like crucifixes, holy water, the whole, it doesn't do anything. It's just going to end up getting you killed.
He's
going to look at you holding that cross, and he don't give a damn.
Tell you the truth, man. I find this a little surprising because
I was just thinking that, man, because especially
for the era that it was,
you know, in the BCs, well, maybe not in the BCs, but in the 15th century and shit like that, you know, like everything
was
tied to Christianity or Catholicism, like everything was, or at least whatever religion of the region. But
that might stem
if
from
it's Germany and if it's anywhere in Europe, it's probably Catholicism. Yeah,
yeah,
it might
sure.
stem from the fact that. The legends of, like, the werewolf in general might not have been called a werewolf, came before Christianity.
General Custard!
I'm just still thinking.
It just hit me again. That was great, man.
But, anyways, like, because the legends of this creature go back so far.
Yeah.
There might not have been a reason to add religious artifacts.
Well, I mean, you know, I just find it surprising because of the
You already had ways to kill it. You already had ways to keep it away from you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, in the Dark Ages, man, you know, fucking prayer or, you know, you say a couple of psalms from the Bible can run the devil off. But it ain't got no effect on a werewolf.
That just shows how much better he is.
More badass than a werewolf.
Clearly not.
That's why I find this surprising. But you're right.
The devil could be run off by a crucifix. The werewolf's going to look right at you and use that crucifix to pick you out of its teeth.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's just going to take your head off one swipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't the devil, like, wasn't there like a 30% chance that you got turned into a werewolf by the devil?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so.
Of course, you have to lose the fiddle match first.
But I agree with you, man, as far as with the, you know, it already had its established, you know, minus the silver bullet.
Yeah.
But all that is just a reiteration of a silver knife. You know what I mean?
It's a projectile.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, a knife's not really a projectile.
Well,
I guess
there's
throw it, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you had the silver tipped arrows.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So it was arrows first, then bullets.
Yeah.
Because unlike the vampire. Which came around during that time frame.
Yeah.
Like, its real lore was hashed out.
Right.
During the time of, like, with a church controlled everything.
See, like, so obviously, what I wonder is
the religious,
like,
aspects of the creature.
I wonder if some of these stories are derived from, like, dire wolves. You know what I mean?
It's possible.
Because they're so fucking gigantic. You know what I mean? So it's like, dude, that's the size of a person.
Yeah, so you see a mat. Well, dude, I mean, even now, I was watching a video the other day where they called it a dire wolf, but the damn thing was like twice the size of a regular wolf.
It was
just like one of the late.
Was it fighting a dog? Like, did like another dog go after it?
No. Like, it was just, this damn thing was like eye level with you, damn near.
Yeah.
And it was just like people walking around it. It was just like a regular wolf that, like, some latent genes came out or something like that in it. And it grew to, like, massive size.
See, like, I saw like another video of, like, some dude was in, like, probably Alaska. Was it, and then, like, scenes where, like, and then, like, his dog saw something in the woods, and, like, the dog took off after it. And then you see it stand up, dude. And it was, like, dude, it was humongous. I mean, it was 5-6 times maybe the size of that dog. You know what I mean? Yeah, it wasn't like it was a chihuahua going after him. It was a big dog. You know, it was like a lab.
Especially, like, even if the dire wolf
was, it, like, I mean, it dwarfed it, man. It was humongous and it was fast as shit.
Like, even if the dire wolves were extinct, you would eventually run into, there's going to be a wolf out there somewhere that got like
a little
massive.
Yeah, for sure. With some old school genetic mutation. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a call back to an older, to a, you know, source, as it were.
Isn't there like a medical condition now?
Yeah. It's actually called lycanthropy. Oh, you mean
like where you look like a werewolf?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
you look like the Eddie Munster version of a werewolf.
Yeah, it's called congenital generalized hypertrichosis terminalis.
Say that 5 times fast.
Which is basically a long way to say werewolf syndrome.
Yeah.
So, you know, back in the days,
just be like
them poor little fuckers that grew all that hair. Because, you know, I've also seen that was another thing that they looked for during the Inquisitions, or, I mean, during the whole, you know, satanic panic of the 1500s, was that if they were really hairy.
Well, there was
also a sign. So,
yeah,
there was another way they would use.
So if you're Greek, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're done, dude. Like,
well, no, actually, what they would do is, like, if they caught somebody and they're interrogating them, they believed that the wolf's fur was just under the skin. So they would cut your skin open.
So let's go ahead and start.
And if they saw fur,
right,
that means you were a werewolf.
So it's like if you, like, peel back hardwood, there's carpet underneath.
Yeah. Great than that, yeah. But it's like, you know,
that's not mine. I stole that. That was from like 40-year-old virgin or someone. But that's what it reminded me of.
They peel back a chunk of your fucking arm. You're like, oh, okay, no, you're not a fucking werewolf. We're like, yeah, but now I'm gonna lose my fucking arm.
I'm probably gonna die after that.
Yeah.
But then even so, like, they would cut you, and they'd see there was no fur on your under your skin on your arm, your leg, or whatever. And then it's like, oh, maybe it's over on here on this arm.
Yeah. Well, let me check your back.
Yeah.
We didn't find anything. Let's stab you in the heart with a silver
and see what blade. Yeah, let's see what happens.
If you die, you're a werewolf.
If he dies,
you're
there, he dies.
Flayed alive.
If you somehow survive, because I missed the heart.
I don't know, man. I think back then, bro, if I was accused, I'd just be like, you know what? I am a werewolf, dude. And the only way to kill me
as fast as
is
possible.
To take my head off. That's the only way you kill werewolves. How would I know? Because I'm a werewolf.
The only way to get rid of me is to exile me with all the supplies and money that I'll need to survive.
Yeah.
That would be the best way
I'm
going to
need
the
best looking
woman
in the village.
Yeah. Y'all can send me to Pavalia. And
yeah.
I'll do my time over there, bro. I'll go hang out with the plague dudes.
We're in Italy, where everyone looks like a werewolf.
Yeah.
You blend right in.
Yeah. He's like, what up?
All right, is that werewolves?
Yes, it is.
Like all right, guys. And, man, we were kind of back in the old days with these, man. But modern stories, man, it's just, it's what you read in the books and see in the movies, man.
Yeah, but it's not too
regurgitated stuff, you know, they turn on a full moon and
yeah, once like the Enlightenment stuff came around, people stopped being so superstitious.
Yeah.
A lot of the stories of the werewolf, you know. Yeah, legends to scare children at that point.
Right. All right, everybody. Well, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook at Gamma Ray Podcast. Check us out on YouTube at Gamma Ray Podcast. Nope, at Gamma Ray Podcast. Don't not the. If you put the, you're not going to fucking get it.
We're going to find you. You don't want to know what happens.
I'm going to hit you with something iron.
Yeah, we have connections.
I have an iron bat. I'm coming for you.
If you, I swear to God, if you go to that YouTube page. And as always, guys, thanks for joining us. And we're going to catch you next week.
See y'all later.
Have a good one, everybody.